Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bill Young, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Prayer Lunch Podcast. This is going to be near the end of the year. We're almost the end of 2017. It's December 30th. And it's sort of like in the review in this year in my life and a lot of other lives, it was in some ways a very tragic year. Things that you could not even explain. And I'm going to go into that in a few minutes. And our prayer will be for divine mercy. And the big question of the day and our topic title is hope for those who committed suicide. Now, this year started kind of rough, 2017. One of our families who we help out in our Anchor Cancer Foundation lost their 9-year-old son to cancer. And when he prayed to make his 9th birthday, and he just made it by one day. But then came the unexplained events. A massive suicide in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in the beginning of the month. But prior to that, the very best newsworthy was a former coworker of mine named Erica Joseph. And I knew her at work as a very positive person. I always talked to her, and she had one daughter, and she seemed to adore, and her life was that daughter. It seems like that she was divorced, and her husband worked overseas. So when the events came out, it was such an amazing story that no one at our job could believe it, because how could this most positive person who loved the young daughter, I don't know if the daughter had been 18 yet, she was 11, 12 age group, and it came out that she shot and killed her daughter and then committed suicide. Now, this wasn't her MO. This wasn't her personality. It's funny, if it wasn't for her, Erica, she's the one who told me about Block Talk Radio Show. And she actually, I just was listening today, had it was called the Music Gumball Show. It was about the musicians and the positive, getting people to learn from other people who have made it or working in the music industry. Very positive show. Like Erica was always that when I talked to her. I did one time we had a conversation at work, just me and her talking, and I asked her, did she believe in God? And she said, yes, I believe in God. Of course, a lot of people say, well, we believe in our way. They may not go to church, but they do believe in God. So, I accepted that answer. And so I was very, very troubled after the fact. And but Father Chris Agler, who I first met at a Marian conference a few years back in Ave Maria University, just a little close to Naples, Florida, about an hour and 45 minutes from Fort Lauderdale. And he brought this topic up, which was very interesting, about suicide. I think we all have people who lost family members in suicide. I lost my nephew, I believe about 8 to 10 years ago. It had to be over 10 for me, but over 10 years ago. And I also I have lost my mother when I was 17, about 44 years ago. Proven that she committed suicide, but the night before, she said she wasn't going to be waking up the next day when I was a young man. Of course, we didn't really believe her because she's always, at that time, was talking about suicide, and so we didn't take her seriously, at least I didn't. And but she died. And so that was always troubling. Can you go back in time and pray for them? We always had the fallacy, if you committed suicide, that was it. You're going to hell. That was the teaching, and that's, at least that's what the impression everyone had. And Father Aguilar tells about his story and his grandmother. And some 20 years later, when he was about to become a priest, he was still disturbed about it, that he didn't do anything. But then the priest that was hearing his confession stated, well, God has no time. His time is present, past, and the future, so it's all one. So when you pray now, it's like you prayed back then when the person died. And then he actually quotes in the catechism that tells Catholics, you know, the rules and the guidelines, I guess you could call it. And it states here, highlighted, it says, grave or psychological disturbances, anguish, or grave fear of hardships or suffering, torture can diminish responsibility for one's committing suicide. We should not despair of eternal salvation of persons who have taken their own lives. By that way, no, Him alone, God, can provide opportunity for salvation, repentance. The church prays for persons who have taken their own lives. And I'll give you more information about that later. Exactly, you could actually, if you're just listening quickly, I could give that to you. It's to order the whole article. I can't read the whole article on air, but if you'd like to read it yourself and Father Aguilar, you could go to shopmercy.org or G5 or call 1-800-462-7426, and the product code is B35-HOPE, H-O-P-E. So anyone who's interested, please feel free to get that article and find out the truth about suicide. Now get back to Erica. This has a troubling twist. It was not just suicide, it was murder-suicide. But nowadays, that's kind of a common fact when people do mass murders, but this wasn't really a mass murder. It was her daughter that she loved and adored. How could she possibly do this? As human beings, we cannot comprehend it. But definitely, I mean, I knew her many times, I've talked to her. She's always a very positive and seemed to be a really righteous person and good person and loved her daughter. But all her actions she did, she was not an abusive mother at all. She loved her daughter. So that she was maybe bringing her into a situation that she feared for the daughter because the daughter had to go back after the holidays. This was the beginning of last year. Back to her ex-spouse and from the country again. I don't know. You know, what caused this? What caused this grave psychological disturbance? Something happened, clicked in her mind that this apparently was not to be a good thing. And it was a grave situation to go take that step. I mean, that's a huge step. Was it a normal psychological thing? I would say probably not. It's something that we should not do. Definitely. Thou shalt not kill. Our Ten Commandments. And, but, would God give her the graces? I don't know. If she was really temporary insane, I know in the laws, if temporary insanity, you could be not be put in jail and you would be freed. You may have to go to mental hospital for a while, but if not your whole life. But it's mental insanity. So by the statutes in the government laws here in the United States prove that you're insane, at least temporary insane, and you could actually get off, which no one is justifying murder at all, of course. But just knowing this person, knowing what kind of person was, she loved her daughter. She talked about her daughter all the time. Her daughter was her life. Now, I know sometimes people do things for different reasons. I can't explain it. I'm definitely not God. But what we can do, and those who are listening to, maybe some family and friends of Erica listening to this podcast or a Block Talk radio show, may pray this prayer with me. Maybe not today, but in the future. And it's the chaplet of divine mercy. That is the prayer known to saving souls, even those who have committed suicide. So we're going to be praying that in a little while. And again, if you want more information, you want to order the pamphlet, you could call shopmercy.org or B35. Or call 1-800-462-7426, product code B35-HOPE, H-O-P-E. So I hope that maybe someone may be a mountain there, because we all have friends and family who have seemingly committed suicide for whatever grave reason, psychological reason. I've never known anyone who committed suicide because they were happy, or because everything was going great in their life. In my mother's case, she had many, many years of suffering. A single mom trying to provide four children, me and my three older sisters, had to be rough on her. Then her getting sick and her illness where she couldn't even work anymore. And she had to claim welfare. And she was living in her mother's house with us. Certainly that did not help her. She was a very proud woman and believed she could accomplish a lot. So we're going to be praying for my mother, Eleanor. My nephew, Matthew, who at the early 20s, he was close to God, but he was diagnosed with a bipolar disorder. And that day of, he killed himself. He went to his psychologist, but he fooled him, apparently. And he wasn't taking his medicine. And that, I understand, with people with bipolar and those schizophrenia, we had that too. Things, you know, he didn't want to maybe hurt anybody else. So he'd rather kill himself than hurt anybody else. I think that's a distinct possibility. And so let's try to be strong about it and pray to divine mercy. And it's called the chaplet of divine mercy. And it's a little different than your normal rosary. Of course, you do the Our Father, Hail Mary, optional open prayer, which we will be doing. And before that, let me just get a time check on my Block Talk Radio show. Okay, we have about 30 minutes, so hopefully that should be enough. So right now, if you're tuning in, we will be doing the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. And let's see if I can find rose beads. So I have it. I have to get a little more organized in 2018. Yeah, I have to go to the bottom of the pile. I see something here. It looks like a rosy bead. Hiding, I see a cross. Okay. I had the rosary. So we start the rosary. So as I said, it's a little different we have certain prayers with the Hail Mary beads and certain prayers with the Our Father beads, and which I will be telling you as we go along. And again, so this is usually you try to do it between 3 o'clock hour, between 3 and 4, but I'm a little late. It's 5:11. So, but I'm still going to do it. So, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Here's an optional opening prayer. You expire, Jesus, but the source of life, gust, forth, ocean of mercy, opened up for the whole world. O font of life and unfathomable divine mercy, invoked the whole world, emptying yourself upon us. O blood and water, which gushes forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. Now, Our Father be the first Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sins, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen. So now this is going to be a little different part. You know, we're going to start with the first Our Father, and we're changing the wording. So on the Our Father bead, we're going to pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood and soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Now, on the 10 Hail Mary beads, we're going to be praying for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and the whole world. And now we'll do it on all 10. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. Now on the Our Father beat, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood and soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Now the 10 small Hail Mary beats. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. for the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. Now, Father, be it. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood and the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and the sins of those of the whole world. 10 small Hail Mary beats. For the sake of his soul, for passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his soul, for passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his soul, for passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood and the soul and divinity of your dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. The final 10 of Hail Mary beads. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood and soul of divinity of your dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his soul, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his soul, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his soul, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his soul, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of his soul, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. For the sake of herself, for passion, have mercy on us in the whole world. Concluding with, and repeat 3 times, Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us in the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us in the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us in the whole world. Closing prayer. Eternal God, whom mercy is endless, and the treasures of compassion and inexhaustibility, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair, not become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that concludes the prayer. And again, you know, if you want that information to get that article, I can't really read the whole thing. I would like to, but it's kind of long. Again, you could call 1-800-462-7426, and the product code is Be Like Bill 35-HOPE-HOP. Or you could go to shopmercy.org/B35. So this concludes the article on show on hope for those who commit suicide. Anyone would like to make a comment? As you know, at Block Talk Radio, we're in here. If we can make comments, you could email me at wryoung12@yahoo.com. Or if you feel the need, you could call me at 954-559-0104. And I'd be happy to talk to anyone about my personal experiences with this topic. And if someone you just want to talk about, maybe someone close to you, you may have felt that committed suicide, and how we could pray together this divine mercy capitalism. And I was reading from a little book by Father Michael Gately. And he also wrote this book of 33 Days in Morning Glory, the Heart of Jesus, and a sure way of sanctifying yourself and trying to become saints, which is all our goals. And also our goals is to bring everyone to heaven, and includes family members and friends and co-workers and anyone we know who we could help by praise of divine mercy. So I'm going to sign off for today, and I do have more topics. I'm going to next show, which originally wasn't good today, but since I think this topic was pressing, I said the things that happened this year, and we'll do a show and review before the end of the year. And it's another topic that I'm dedicating myself to is in the future show, the Holy Trinity is hungry for souls. And I noticed that and maybe this all could contact me, but dedicating oneself to the Holy Trinity, I saw prayers from St. Elizabeth, but I never saw people dedicating themselves. And I think the Holy Trinity would like to be consecrated and dedicated. I made a little prayer, and also anyone interested, a simple prayer. I dedicate myself, the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just a little prayer. Well, maybe we'll just start praying that to the Holy Trinity. Remember, there's one God and three persons. Amen. Have a great day.